Chapter 5. The cannibals shot arrows at us and threw stones. We ran for the boat. Ned managed to bring along everything he killed as we ran. We made it back to the lifeboat before the cannibals caught us. The lifeboat made its way back to the submarine and some of the cannibals ran into the water after us. I could see the Nautilus in the distance, but I couldn't see anyone on the deck of the ship. When we got back to the submarine, Nemo was waiting for us, but he didn't seem bothered by the cannibals at all. Instead of worrying, he went to play the organ. I went back to the platform and looked back at the island. There were many fires on the beach. It was clear that the cannibals had not given up on eating us yet. Nothing happened during the night, but the next morning I went to the platform and there were over 600 cannibals standing there. They were in range of our guns, but it was much better to defend against them than it was to attack. Conseil came onto deck with me to look for shells in the water. I found a pretty shell that was very rare in the water. But when Conseil went to pick it up, one of the cannibals threw a stone and broke it in his hand. Conseil was so angry that he picked up a gun and fired a shot at the cannibal that had thrown the stone. He missed, but now the cannibals were angry. They got into their canoes and came out to surround the Nautilus and began to fire arrows at us. Conseil and I went back into the submarine to find Nemo, but he was still unmoved by the cannibals being so close. "What if they tried to take over the submarine?" I asked. "They won't. I don't want to kill any of the cannibals, and I am sure that I won't have to," Nemo told me. The next day, the tide had gone out, so the Nautilus couldn't move. Now that we were out of the water, Nemo went and flipped a little switch. The hatch on the deck was open, and we could hear the cannibals all screaming in pain outside. The cannibals all rowed back to their island and didn't bother us again. Nemo had sent waves of electricity out to hurt the cannibals, but not kill them. When the tide came back in, the Nautilus was finally free of the reef, and we were able to go back on our journey. Because we were free of the reef, Nemo tried to make up for lost time. We were headed to the Indian Ocean. I thought we might be going to the tip of Africa or to the South Pole, but Nemo didn't tell us where we were going. Nemo was busy with his own experiments and research. He told me that he had learned some things about the Mediterranean Sea. I thought that meant we were going there. That was going to be good news for Ned, as it would mean that we were back near civilization and it would be easy for him to escape. One day, we were moving along and suddenly stopped. It was like the Nautilus had died. The sides of the ship had slid back, and I could see that we were surrounded by tiny glowing sea creatures that were lighting up the ocean. The Nautilus floated there for hours as we watched the tiny glowing creatures. A few days later, I was standing on the platform when the officer came up with his telescope. He looked through it and shouted something to Nemo. The captain came out of the ship and looked through the telescope. He didn't pay any attention to me at all. When he had looked through the telescope, he went back into the submarine and I followed. He went to talk to the pilot and the Nautilus sped up. Nemo seemed to be angry about something. But he turned calmly to me and said, "The time has come for me to lock the three of you in the cell again." I asked Nemo many questions, but he didn't answer any of them. Lunch was waiting for us in the cell as we were taken back to it and the door was locked behind us. We ate our lunch and then Ned and Conseil fell asleep. I realized that our food had been drugged, which is why we kept falling asleep in the cell. I was feeling tired as well, and I was soon asleep too. I woke up the next day feeling very confused. I wasn't in the cell, I was back in my cabin. The door was unlocked, so I went to the platform, where I found Ned and Conseil were waiting for me. The three of us tried to work out what had happened, but none of us knew what had happened or why we had to be locked in a cell and drugged. I wondered when I would see Nemo again. I went down to the museum, and Nemo came to find me. "Are you a doctor?" he asked me. "Yes," I said. He took me to see one of his crew. The sailor had a broken skull, and I could see his brain. "He was hurt when a piece of the engine broke off and hit him," Nemo said. I didn't believe him, but I was there to look after the sailor. "He is going to be dead in a few hours," I said, after I looked at him. Nemo didn't say anything else to me. He just sent me away. I wasn't there when the sailor died, but Nemo didn't say anything more about him. The next day, Nemo came and asked if I wanted to go on another expedition. I told him that I did. Nemo took me to put on one of the special suits, and when the side of the ship opened, I was surrounded by beautiful coral. The crew that were with us were carrying a long object between them. We walked for 2 hours. Ned had come with us and Conseil was there too. We watched as the crew started digging a hole in front of a cross. We had left the Nautilus to bury the sailor that had died. I looked around and saw that there were other crosses close to where we were burying the sailor. "Is this your graveyard?" I asked Nemo. "Yes, it is," Nemo told me. "All the men that had died on the Nautilus were buried there." "At least your dead can rest in peace, out of the reach of sharks," I said. "Out of the reach of sharks and men," Nemo replied. The longer I spent on the Nautilus, the more I was certain that Nemo didn't just want to be free of men, but he also wanted revenge. I thought that maybe it was time to agree with Ned and try to escape the submarine. But I also wanted to keep studying the ocean. It was the end of January, and we had travelled 6,000 leagues across the ocean. We were in the Indian Ocean and getting closer to India. Ned knew that we were close to land and started to talk about escaping again. "We should wait until we get to Europe before we do anything," I told Ned. "I wanted to escape, but I could still see more of the ocean if we waited until we got to Europe." Ned was bored on the submarine, so when we went to surface again, he went to harpoon sharks. Some bodies had floated into the ocean from the Ganges River, and then we passed through a white sea. It was called a sea of milk, and it was filled with tiny glowing creatures. Another month went by, and we reached the coast of Sri Lanka. Nemo asked if I wanted to go to the pearl fishing ground that was nearby. It was too early in the year for the pearl divers from Sri Lanka to be fishing there, so we had the fishing grounds to ourselves. "The water is full of sharks," Nemo warned me, "but I wanted to see the pearl fishing grounds."